everyone. How did you like that piece? That was Haru no Umi by Michio Miyagi. He made that piece famous in Japan in the 1920s, 1930s, when he began combining Western and Japanese music into compositions and really kept Kodo music alive. This piece in particular is very, very popular in Japan. It's one of the first pieces that I learned to play on the Kodo, and it's also a piece that we hear in Japan every New Year. You'll hear it on the radio, you'll hear it everywhere. The Kodo itself has taken many forms over the year. It's actually older than most Western instruments. The Kodo originated from China in the 8th century, so it's almost 1,500 years old, compared to a cello or a violin, which is only 500 years old. The Kodo itself, the name of the Kodo is actually a general name used to define any sort of instrument in Japan in the earlier period. But as it developed over the years, it became more specialized. So the piece that Masayo Ishigure just played was on a 13-string Kodo. That's the most common kind of Kodo that you'll find. Later on, we'll be playing on a bass Kodo or a 17-string Kodo. And composers have gone so far as to increase the number of strings on a Kodo from 13 to 17 to 20, 21, and in some cases even 30. I've even heard of one Kodo that's in a museum that's almost 90 strings, but it's kind of hard to play because you can't really reach 90 strings over. So also when you're playing the Kodo, we have what are called tsume, which in Japanese I guess translates to nails, but they're actually picks that we use on our three fingers on the right hand to help create tone when we play the strings. So I would like to welcome back to the stage Masayo Ishigure, Ken Hutchinson, and Tomoko Karan Shamisen.
Thank you. Thank you.